Welcome to this episode of Scott Talk, the podcast for Lyon College faculty and staff. I'm Dr. Anthony Grafton, Provost and Dean of the Faculty at Lyon College, and today I'd like to talk with you about how we evaluate our professors' teaching. As always, please remember that this podcast is for information purposes only and isn't meant to create or change college policy. Being an effective teacher is the single most important obligation of faculty members at Lyon College. Of the four dimensions in which faculty are evaluated, teaching, scholarship, college service, and community service, the quality of a professor's teaching is always the first one considered. But how do we judge whether or not someone is an effective teacher? First, we rely on classroom observations by experienced faculty, normally the appropriate division chair. Tenure-track faculty are evaluated during each year before tenure, and part of that process involves the division chair sitting in on a class. The day and time is normally pre-planned. Chairs don't just drop in as a surprise. The observer will take notes on the subject matter, the method and style used, the quality of interactions with the students, and any aids used such as models, slides, or videos. Observers will also be watching the students. Are they paying attention? Are they taking notes? Are they engaging with the professor? Or are they looking away, using their phones, or browsing the internet on their laptops? Once the observation is complete, the chair will write up a description and evaluation, usually a page or two, which becomes a part of the faculty member's annual evaluation. Normally, a division chair will sit in on at least two classes in a year, sometimes more, and chairs normally like to evaluate both a lower level and an upper level course. Second, we use student evaluations. Every student in every course at Lyon College has the opportunity to give written feedback near the end of the term on a standard, anonymous online form. The questions on the evaluation form have been chosen and developed collaboratively by division chairs, senior faculty on the promotion and tenure committee, and the provost. The questions are normally reviewed and updated every 5 years or so. Some of the questions are scaled from strongly agree to strongly disagree, while some are open response. After final grades are submitted, faculty are able to access the results of the student evaluations of their classes. Now, I definitely want you to understand that all of us in higher education know that student evaluations are not perfect tools, but the information there can be useful, especially when evaluated by experienced professors who not only understand the patterns of long-term development of young and not-so-young teachers, but also know that it is practically impossible to please all students all the time. So what kind of things do we look for? And what kind of things should faculty members look for in their own evaluations? The short answer is patterns. When I look at my own students' responses, do I see a pattern of students saying that they don't use the book I require, that I don't hand back work in a timely way, that they love a particular lesson series that involved a group project? All of those things can be helpful to me, but only if I am open to legitimate criticism. Notice what I said there, legitimate criticism. No one with experience in higher education will suggest that college students know best how to teach a certain subject, but their evaluations can tell us a lot about their reactions to how we did teach it. As educators who are dedicated to our craft and dedicated to improvement, we must be willing to listen to what our students have to say. When you are evaluated as a teacher, you are expected to submit for review all of your course evaluations. Division chairs and members of the promotion and tenure committee will read each and every one. They will look at average scores as well as individual responses, and they will place all of this in the context of the subject being taught, the level of the course, and the overall high expectations for teachers at Lyon College. They will look for patterns. And they especially look to see if you have been deliberately introspective, self-reflective, and responsive to any negative patterns. They will want to see evidence that you recognized patterns and responded to them. Such things are often discussed by faculty members in the narratives that accompany the student evaluations during annual and tenure reviews. Be prepared for that. So far, we've talked about classroom observations and student evaluations. When you are undergoing the pre-tenure or so-called third-year review, and again when you are undergoing your tenure review, you will also be expected to submit representative course materials. Syllabi, homework assignments, exams, essay prompts, and so forth should all be included with your evaluation materials. This gives the reviewers on the promotion and tenure committee a detailed look at what your students are being asked to do in and out of your classroom. It also shows whether or not you are providing ample opportunities for students to demonstrate their learning through both formative and summative assessments. When crafting a narrative that accompanies the teaching part of your evaluation, it is a good idea to refer explicitly to some of these materials, especially if you can showcase a unique style, point out a particularly successful class project, or describe how your approach to development of materials and assignments has evolved over time and with experience. Finally, and equally important to any of the previous three sources of information that can be used to evaluate the effectiveness of a teacher at Lyon College, there is assessment data. Assessment of student learning has been a hot topic in higher education for nearly three decades. Assessment is about the data and artifacts that are generated by students that can be affirmatively used to show an outsider whether or not students are achieving previously determined outcomes. The subject of assessment is a deep and broad topic. You should consult with your disciplinary or division colleagues to ensure that your courses have appropriate and stated goals and outcomes, and that your assignments are producing data or artifacts that can actually be used to assess not only your course's outcomes, but the outcomes of the program as a whole, and, where appropriate, the outcomes of the college's core curriculum. The data produced when good assessment practices are followed can be powerful, objective evidence that a professor is an effective teacher, so you should not be shy about using it that way when you are evaluated. Teaching quality matters. Working to continuously improve your teaching effectiveness is important. That is why we promote excellence in our educators and evaluate their teaching carefully, thoroughly, and regularly at Lyon College. Thanks for listening.